And while we're talking politics, let's turn now to this week's district profile. Each week we're looking at a race in a congressional district, and this week it's Mississippi's 4th, where Republican incumbent Stephen Palazzo will try to keep his job from the challenger, Democrat Matt Moore. Paul Hampton of the Sun-Herald joins us from Gulfport, Mississippi. Paul, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, describe the district for us.
The district is, we're the main population center. You know, we have most of the population, I guess. But it's also, besides the coastal region, it includes this the area called the Pine Belt, which is one of Mr. Palazzo's big strongholds. And it's mostly rural people. Includes Jones County, which is, during the Civil War, they called it the Free State of Jones because they didn't really go along with the Confederacy very much. Hmm. They've always sort of marched their own beat. And they were instrumental in Stephen Palazzo winning his, against a longtime incumbent back in 2010. And he continues to do well up there.
And is tourism a big part of the economy?
Yeah, tourism here is a big part of our economy. I mean, we have many casinos, we have nice beaches, we have islands that you can visit. You know, more of a drive-in destination than a fly-in, although we do have a good airport.
Well, let's talk about the candidates. And this is actually a rematch of sorts from 2012. What happened back then?
Back in 2012, the original candidate, the nominee of the Democratic Party, his mother, I believe it is, became ill and he had to drop out. So Matt Moore got in the race with just a few weeks left. And, he didn't do, under those circumstances, he didn't do badly. He was badly outspent and everything. But, he at least showed up.
Well, tell us more about him. Matt Moore served as the treasurer of the Harrison County Democratic Executive Committee. His father is a Vietnam veteran. His mother is Latino. What should we know about Matt Moore?
He is just a typical Democrat activist, sort of a politician. He's very low key. You don't see him around a lot. He doesn't have any money to speak of. He's got a lot of good ideas that the Democrats like, but this district is just so conservative. It just doesn't play well. He talks about minimum wage and wage equality and things like that. And people here it's one of the more conservative congressional districts to be a big tourism. You see it, you think, wow, this is probably a real wide open liberal place, but it just really isn't.
What about the Republican incumbent Stephen Palazzo?
He came into office, beat a longtime Democrat, Gene Taylor, who was a Blue Dog Democrat, and he won in 2010 in what they call the Tea Party tsunami around here. His main campaign back then was Fire Pelosi. That was really his tagline everywhere he went. It was Fire Pelosi. So that's how he got in.
What are some of the issues that are coming up in the race? You mentioned the minimum wage. What else is being brought up?
We also have military bases. We have a CB base and an Air Force base and quite a large Air National Guard base here. And military is very important. We have Ingalls Shipbuilding over in Jackson County. That's the second biggest county down here. And defense spending is big. People want to see Obamacare repealed. That's, that comes up in every campaign, every stop I go to. I was just at the Neshoba Fair, which is a big campaign stop for state politicians, and Obamacare is a issue they just beat constantly. And our governor rejected the Medicaid expansion. We don't have a state-run exchange. The federal government runs our Obamacare exchange here, so that's a big deal with people.
That's Paul Hampton of the Sun-Herald joining us from Gulfport, Mississippi, to talk about Mississippi's 4th congressional district and the race that's happening there. Paul, thank you very much.
Well, it's my pleasure.